续天上的宝座。
We shall continue with the treasures of the true church.
启示录中有很多很多的意象。
There are many visions in the book of Revelation.
那还记得第一个意象是什么吗
？Do you still remember what is the first vision?
一打开启示录的第一章，第一个意象就是荣耀的基督。
When you turn to the book of Revelation, the first vision that you can see is the glory.
那我发现到许多读启示的人把这个荣耀的基督忽略掉了。
But I noticed that many people who read the book of Revelation tend to overlook this.
这个是最重要的，所有意象中最重要的意象就是荣耀的基督，主耶稣基督。
But this glorious Christ vision is the most important.
启示录如果没有把主耶稣基督放在第一位、头一位一个重点，那你看启示录是偏差了。
If the book of,
其实你什么都没看到了。
If you have not seen the glorious Christ in the book of Revelation, then you would have overlooked everything else.
那启示录也有许多讲话圣灵跟就许多对话，天使跟约翰讲话，约翰也在讲话，四活物也在讲话，有很多对话的情形。
In the book of Revelation, there are also many conversations between the spirit and the churches and John and also the four living creatures.
Yeah, 那在众多的书画中，第一次讲话是对谁讲，知道吗？
And among all these, who is the first one to speak?
启示录主耶稣第一次讲话的时候呢，就先对七教会讲话。
When the Lord Jesus first spoke, he spoke to the seven churches.
这个我们也是要非常留意的。
We must take note of this.
主耶稣先跟对七教会讲话，然后再讲其他的。
Our Lord Jesus first spoke to the seven churches, then he spoke on about the others.
那么圣灵讲完话过后，对教会讲完话过后的第一个意象是什么？还记得吗
？And do you still remember what was the first vision after the Spirit spoke to the churches?
请注意哦，圣灵对七教会讲话讲完过后的第一个意象。
Please take note. After the Holy Spirit spoke to the seven churches, what was the first vision?
第一个意象就是我们的主题——天上的宝座。
The first vision is our topic, the throne in heaven.
这一切都在说明什么
？What does all this tell us?
这一切都在说明。真耶稣教会，神的教会，在神的心目中是多么的重要，在启示录是排在第一位的。
It tells us how important the true church, that is the true Jesus Church, is in the eyes of God.
那传道一直这样的强调，一直这样的讲解，就是要你重新对真耶稣教会有一个敬畏的心，一个重新的认识。
My emphasis is so that you can have a clearer understanding and a better understanding of the true Jesus Church.
那么我们这个天上的宝座，今天已经进入到第四堂了。
And this throne in heaven, we have entered into the fourth section.
因为假东的信徒今天第一次来听，他不知道前面的是什么。
Since our Kapong believers are here and they are not aware of the first few sessions,
我们不需要再重复。
I shall not repeat.
但是我们需要再读一次圣经。
But we shall just read the Bible once again.
来，我们看启示录的第四章。
Revelation chapter 4.
我们读第一节到第八节。
Verses 1-8.
好，那这个就是圣灵对教会、众教会说话过后的第一个意象。
And this is the vision after the Holy after the Spirit spoke to the churches.
我们也讲解了这个天上宝座原来就是神的殿，就是神的教会，真耶稣教会。
We have also mentioned that this throne in heaven actually refers to the church, the true church that is the true church.
那我知道有许多人不服的，也是不太相信的。
I know that there are many people who do not believe.
所以我们提出了圣经圣经根据、圣经章节来印证。天上宝座就是神的殿，
so、
就是神的教。
We have cited a few Bible verses to prove that this throne in heaven is actually the true.
然后呢，真教会里面呢有什么呢
？And what is there in this true church？
就是我们的题目所写的，真教会里面有十样的宝物。
It is written in our topic. There are these 10 treasures in the true church.
来，我们一起读一到八节。
Let us all read together verses 1-8.
三，此后我观看。见天上有门开了，我初次听见好像吹号的声音，对我说：“你上到这里来，我要将以后必成的事指示你。”我立刻被圣灵感动，见有一个宝座安置在天上，又有一位坐在宝座上，看那坐的。好像披衣 和红宝饰，又有红围着宝座，好像立宝饰。宝座的周围又有24个座位，其上坐坐24位长老，身穿白衣，头上戴着金冠冕，有闪电声音、雷轰从宝座中发出，又有七盏火灯在宝座前点着，这七灯就是神的器皿。宝座前好像一个玻璃海，如同水晶。宝座中和宝座周围有4个活物，前后遍体都满了眼睛。第一个活物像狮子，第二个像牛犊，第三个脸像人，第四个像飞鹰。四活物各有6个翅膀，遍体内外都满了眼睛。他们昼夜不住地说：圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，主神是昔在、今在、以后永在的全能者。我们分享了，我们用三堂道理分享的了1节到4节。
We use 3 sessions to talk about the first 4 verses.
也分享了这个意象是在什么情况中看到的。
And we also shared in what condition was this vision seen.
然后看这个意象的目的是什么。
And what is the purpose of this vision?
那我们也同时看到了真教会里面的3种宝物。
And we have also shared on the 3 treasures in the church.
第一种宝物还记得是什么吗？
Do you still remember what is the first treasure?
那就是第四节。
It is in verse 4.
宝座周围，第三节，宝座，有红围着宝座，有彩虹围着宝座。
In verse 3, we read that there was a rainbow around the throne.
是整个宝座都被彩虹围着。
So it is the entire throne that is surrounded by this rainbow.
还记得这是代表什么吗？教会里面有什么？
Do you still remember what this signifies? What is there in the church?
第二个宝物。
The second treasure.
宝座中有24个座位。
Around the throne were 24 thrones.
为什么24不是25也不是26？
Why 24 and not 25 or 26?
那这个到底是什么来的？
What is this actually?
第三个宝物。
The third treasure.
那宝座位上还坐着24位长老。
On the throne, there were 24 elders.
我们在这一节当中重新认识我们真耶稣教会的长老。
In this verse, once again we come to know about these 24 elders.
不是，原来不是我们想象中的、现在认为的那种长老，不是。
It is not the kind of elders that we reckon today.
他们是身穿白衣的。
They were all clothed in white robes.
我们就提出了，现在的圣职人员，他们有穿白衣吗？
So we were wondering whether the council members, the leaders today, are clothed in white.
一种是穿白衣的。
There are some who are clothed in white.
另一种是穿肮脏脏衣服的。
There are another group who wears defiled clothes.
第三种是穿黑衣的。
And another group wears black robes.
什么叫穿黑衣？还记得吗？
Do you still remember what I meant?
在他的主，在他的信息里面都是消极，都是灰心的，看不到光，看不到希望的。
In their behavior and in their speech, it is full of negativity.
你听他，你跟从他，你会下地狱的。你跟他进入黑暗里面去。
If you follow them, then you will go to hell.
主耶稣也证实这件事啊。
And Jesus has also.
那些很懂原文的、很懂律法的那些律法师，带人家进入地狱啊，瞎眼领瞎瞎子领瞎子，带人家进入到地狱，看不到光明啊，是不是？耶稣是不是有讲过这篇道理？
Did Jesus tell us about the blind leading the blind?
那些都是讲原文的哦。讲律法的，在研究圣经律法的人啊，就是讲原文的人。
And those are the people who talk about the laws.
这是第三种穿黑衣的。
And these are the third type of people who wear black.
第四种是什么呢？
And what about the fourth one?
然后呢，他们头上是戴着金冠。
And on their throat, on their heads were these crowns of gold.
今天我们侍奉主，头上有没有这种金冠？
When we serve God today, do we have this crown of gold?
金冠冕是代表什么意思？
What is it? What is this crown of gold?
这些我们都用三堂道理分享过讲几过。
And we have explained all these using three sections.
希望我们听了放在心里，不要听了就忘。
It is hoped that after listening to all this, we will keep it in our heart.
因为这是我们的教会，你的教会，你常常在这里聚会的，你的教会来的。你要知道里面有什么。
Because this is our church, and we need to know what is in the
church. 你要知道这里所讲的每一个字，每一个表达是要在讲解什么，是要告诉我们什么。
You need to know what is written here and what it is trying to tell us.
所以我一开始就讲嘛。
That is why at the start.
我们在这里真耶稣教会三十多年、四十多年、五十多年了。
We have been in the True Jesus Church for three, four, five decades.
我问你，你知道真耶稣教有十样宝物在教会里面，你讲得出来吗
？Do you know what are the 10 treasures in the True Jesus Church？
好，我们今天进入到这个第四样宝物。
Today we shall come to the fourth treasures in the church.
那就是在第五节。
This in verse 5.
这里说宝座呢有闪电、声音，还有雷轰。
Here it tells us that from the throne there were lightnings, thunderings, and voices.
这些闪电、声音、雷轰从哪里来呢
？And where do all these lightnings, thunderings, and voices come from？
从宝座中发出来的。
All these came from the throne.
就是从十个殿发出来的声音来的。
That is to say, it came from the temple of God.
就是从教会中发出来的声音来的。
From the church of God.
你看到吗？真耶稣教里面有闪电。
Can you see there is lightning from the church?
有声音。
There are voices.
还有雷轰打雷的声音。
There are thunderings.
一定会有的。
There is.
那这种声音是从宝座中发出的。
And all this came from the throne.
闪电也好，雷轰也好，声音也好，这种声音听了，你听到了，你会害怕， But, 你会开始起对神起那种敬畏的心，害怕的心。
Whether it is lightning, thundering, or voices, you will have this fear of God within you.
你今天听的道理，奉主耶稣圣名讲道理，信徒听的道理，会对神起了惧怕的心吗
？Today, when you listen to a sermon that is spoken in the name of Jesus, will you have the fear of God?
会感觉到自己对不起神吗？自己不圣洁吗
？Will you feel very unholy and fell short of the glory of God?
还是根本在教会里面的讲道听不到这种？雷轰打雷闪电的声音听不到。
Or are you not able to hear this kind of lightning, thunder?
好像在唱歌这样，在弹音乐这样，那谁会害？如果这样，谁会害怕呢
？Does it seem as though it is singing a song? So who would be afraid?
没有做错事的人当然不害怕。
Of course,
不需要害怕。
Those who have not done anything wrong wouldn't be afraid.
但是有谁没有做错事呢
？But is there anyone who has not done anything wrong?
谁心里没有骄傲呢
？Is there anyone who has no pride in their heart?
谁心里没有嫉妒、没有恨呢
？Is there anyone who does not jealous?
在教会里面，谁的心里没有在圣工中，谁没有私心呢？私自的心呢
？Is there anyone that is not
私心，就是自己的
self-conceited, who are self-conceited.
如果有这些哦，你听到这个严厉的道理，你听到打雷这样，你一定会害怕，你肯定会害怕。
If you have all this, then when you hear the lightning and thunder, you will be afraid.
因为你敬畏神啊，你怕神，所以你就会害怕。
Because you fear God, that is why you'll be afraid.
如果你听了，你做错了，你得罪神了，你听了这种道理还不害怕，那你就是很可怕了，你就变成很可怕了。
If you have heard of these sermons and yet you are not afraid, then you are becoming someone who is very frightened.
因为你听连神的声音你都已经不怕了。
Because you are no longer afraid of God's voice.
所以我们做一个检讨。
So let us reflect upon ourselves.
真耶稣教会的讲道，在教会里面有这种雷打雷的声音、闪电的声音，还有一般的声音。
Are there voices of lightnings and thunderings in our True Jesus Church sermons?
如果你要查考圣经，你看哦，圣经很多这种打雷、闪电的声音，自己从旧约到新约到启示录都一直有。
If you read the Bible, then you'll notice that there are many kinds of sound like lightnings and thunderings in the Bible.
总之，这种声音呢，是你听了会让你起了敬畏神的心的，会害怕的。
And whatever it is, this kind of sound will make you have the fear of God.
我们来看诗篇二十九篇。
We turn to Psalm 29.
诗篇二十九篇。
Psalm 29.
我们读三节到九节。
Verses 3-9.
诗篇二十九篇三到九节。
Psalm 29 verses 3-9.
一二三，耶和华的声音发在水上，荣耀的神打雷，耶和华打。 打雷在大水之上。耶和华的声音大有能力，耶和华的声音满有威严，耶和华的声音震破香柏树，耶和华震碎利巴嫩的香柏树，他也使之跳跃如牛犊，使利巴嫩和西莲跳跃如野牛犊。耶和华的声音使火焰分叉，耶和华的声音震动旷野，耶和华震动加底斯的旷野，耶和华的声音震动母鹿啊，落胎，树木也破落尽光，凡在他殿中的都称颂他的荣耀。这里一直说神的声音，神的声音像打雷。
Here the voice of the Lord, as thunder is being repeated.
神打雷在水上。
God's thunder on the waters.
甚至哦，你看第七节的时候，神的声音使火焰分叉，好，他的声音一出来的时候呢，带着那个火焰呐，带着火焰哦，把树把山都劈开了，劈开了，分成两条路线。
Verse 7 tells us, the voice of the Lord divides the flames of fire and shakes the wilderness into two.
很可怕。
It is a very frightening
one. 我们知道火都是在圣经都是审判，代表审判。
We know that fire in the Bible represents judgment.
它的火分条两条路，分叉就分出两条路出来。
And we can see that this fire is split into two.
一个敬畏神的人。
For one who fears God.
被神的这个火焰，这个话像火这样烧着的时候，他会圣洁。他会悔改，他会圣洁。
And when the fire of God consumes them, then they will be holy. They will be fine.
神要洁净他，神不是要审判他，是洁净他。
God wants to cleanse them, not judge them.
另一条火焰，火出来一烧呢，就审判他，烧死他。
Another kind of fire, will destroy, will consume.
那是自借审判他，神的道理自借审判他。
It will judge the person.
这叫做神的声音使火焰分叉，有两条路线的，一个是整洁净你的。一个是审判的。
That is the meaning of the voice of the Lord divides the flames of fire. One is to make you righteous, the other one is to judge you.
都是火。
Both are fire.
那我们那天有讲到神的宝座有火，好像河水这样涌出来。火在神的宝座中一直像河水这样涌出来。
We have spoken that, from the throne of God there were fire coming gushing out.
因为这是个审判的宝座。
Because this is a throne of judgment.
神在进行审判的时候。
When God is executing judgment.
或者神在发怒的时候。
Or when God is full of wrath.
这个宝座所发的声音就是审判的声音。
Then the voice that comes out from this throne is the
那不是慈爱的声音来的
not a voice of love anymore.
请看耶伯记三十七章
Let's turn to Job chapter 37.
耶伯记三十七章
Job 37.
我们读一节到五节
Verses 1 to 5.
你看神的声音是怎样的？你看一下
You can take a look how the voice of God is.
一二三，因此我心战兢。从岩处移动，听啊，神轰轰的声音，是他口中所发的响声。他发响声，震遍天下；发闪电，电光闪到地极。随后，人听见有雷声轰轰，大发威严，雷电接连不断。神发出奇妙的雷声，他行大事，我们不能测透。这里都说神的声音啊，像雷声这样，很可怕。
Here it tells us that the voice of God is like the lightning, and it's very frightening.
神彰显他的威严、他的荣耀跟他的圣洁。
God manifested His majesty and His holiness.
因为他要行大事。要进行他的计划
，because he is about to execute his plan.
神从他的教会真教会的宝座发出威严权柄的信息。
From this throne of God, that is the church, God will manifest His majesty and His voice.
所以我们讲到的人要真的要常做祷告。
So the speakers must have long prayers.
而且呢，要按照神的心意来讲，
讲给信徒听。
And they must speak according to the will of God.
不要一直只讲好听的道理，人家喜欢的道理。
Not just to speak messages that the people like.
那个道理 也应该讲的，但是讲了很多年了。
Perhaps these books, messages should be spoken.
讲到大家哦都不怕神了。
To such an extent that people no longer
fear God. 讲到大家说谎、骄傲、犯罪都不怕神了，都不觉得有错的，都不会觉得有错，也不会害怕的。
To the extent that people tell lies and commit sins and yet are not afraid.
哦，我们一直在讲那些神的爱啊、神饶恕啊、神怜悯，一直在讲，就讲平安啊、神祝福。
And we continue to speak messages of love and peace and God's blessing.
现在是末世时代。
But this is the period of the last day.
每个人都要重新从信息当中听到那种神的愤怒，听到神的威严。
And we should be able to
看到神的荣耀。
We should be able to hear the fear of God and His majesty and also His glory.
这叫做在宝座中间发出这种雷声闪电。
And this is the meaning of the thunderings coming out from the throne.
那他们的信息，奉主的名讲的信息是带着严厉的、权柄的、圣洁的。
And the sermons spoken in the name of Jesus are stern and holy.
你不能够不听的。
You can only hear.
你也不能够不顺服的。
And you have to submit.
你听的不顺服，听的反感，听的生气，那你就有灾祸了。这个道理就审判你，直接审判你。
If you resent this kind of sermon, then the sermon will judge you.
我想我再讲一次。
I repeat.
我们讲的道理，它本身道理本身就是带着权柄，带着审判跟救赎，不是救赎你，就是审判你。
The sermons that is spoken in the truth of the church will either judge you or save you.
那例子就是耶稣讲的那句话。
And the example is given by our Lord Jesus.
信而受洗就必然得救。
Believe and is baptized. He believes in baptism.
那你为什么会得救呢？
Why are you saved?
因为你信啊，那个道理讲给你听，传给你，你信啊，那个道理就救你了。
Because you hear the word of God and you believe, and that word save you.
接下去耶稣说什么呢？
And what did Jesus say?
不信的罪已经定了。
Those who do not believe, he will be condemned.
为什么会定你的罪？
Why are you condemned?
因为你不信福音，不信我们传给圣经神讲的那个得救的福音，你不信，你不接受呀。
Because you do not believe and accept the gospel that is preached to you.
你不信不接受，那个罪就已经定了，那是不是审判呢？就审判你了，你不信了，你拒绝神的福音。就审判的。
And if you do not believe and do not accept, then you will be condemned.
所以我们的道理啊，奉主耶稣圣名讲神的道理，得救的道理，本身就带着救赎跟审判在里面，带着慈爱跟公义在里面的，很自然的，不是说传道要骂你，他本来就很自然就会有这种审判的权力在里面，权柄在里面。
So sermon spoken in the name of Jesus carries this salvation and also judgment.
所以你只有顺服而已，虽然很不喜欢，听得很难过，甚至你生气，你还是要顺服的，你还是要接受听的，接受的。
So although you do not like and resent this kind of sermon, yet you have to accept this submission.
我也做过见证。
I have a bond
with testimony. 我自己真的听过神严厉的声音，好像打雷的声音。
I have personally heard the voice of God just like this thunder.
第一次就是我要逃避去神学院的时候。
The first time was when I was about to get away from the theological seminary.
因为我已经决心不去神学院了，不去新加坡神学院了。
I had determined not to go to Singapore for the theological seminary.
突然间，一个很大的声音，像打雷的声音，很可怕。
And suddenly there was a very loud thundering voice.
你是无知的人啊。
You ignorant man!
我现在就要你的生命。
I want your life now. I will require your life now.
听到这个声音，一直在发抖，一直在发抖，自己一直在车那边一直发抖。
When I heard that voice, I was trembling in the car.
整个脸色都青的，都是白的，流下来的汗是冷的。
And I was
飙冷汗啊，真的是恐惧到这样。
I was so pale that time, and I was perspiring with cold sweat.
那时都还没有去神学院哦。
And at that time, I have not registered.
神学院是职业开课啊。耶稣骂我的时候是年头呀。
The registration for theological was October, and I was rebuked by the Lord at the beginning of the year.
不去了，不进神学院。
Because at that time, I was determined not to go.
我也不想跟我的太太讲，我说到时再讲吧，现在讲就一直在吵，所以不要讲吧，任何人都不讲。可是我的心已经决定了，不去了。
I had not confided even in my wife yet, because but then in deep in my heart, I have already decided.
这是我真正的、很真实的见证，听到打雷的时候很可怕。
And this is my personal testimony. I've heard of this a very frightening.
那么第二次已经当了传道几年了。
And the second time was I was a few years into the preaching.
那天是中午啊，两三点左右。
It was in the afternoon, about 2 or 3 in the preacher's room.
突然间天上来一个很大的声音，也像就是打了一个砰，很大声。
And suddenly there was a very loud thundering voice from heaven.
你的心不正。
Your heart is not right.
主耶稣责备我，我的心不正。
Our Lord Jesus rebuked me that my heart was not upright.
你们也不要想太多，以为我做什么错事、什么恶事。
You do not have to think too much that I committed any sin.
很有兴趣赚钱，一直想要投资赚钱。 一直想要让孩子过好的生活，家庭过好的生活。我也看其他同工传道人去投资也赚钱呐，我也要赚钱呐，不可以吗
？At that time,
其他的传道都这样做的呀。
At that time, I was thinking of investment, and because I want my children to have a better life.
主耶稣不肯呐，大大声的责备我，你的心不正啊你。
But our Lord Jesus forbid, and He told me that my heart is not right.
说奉献给我，说丢下世界，你的心还在世界，你的心一直想做钱财。
You always say that you want to sacrifice your life for me, but yet your heart is in the world.
你这样对我的奉献是纯洁的吗？是真的吗？还是假冒的
？If this is how you treat me, is your heart pure?
整个人听到了，马上啊，没有力量，整个人倒在地上。
When I heard that,
连爬起来的力量都没有，我要让自己站起来，一点力量都没有。
When I heard that, I had no more strength, and I fell to the floor.
然后突然间有一个力量，圣灵给我力量哦，扶我起来，一种力量这样支持我起来的。 我已经没有力量了，那是圣灵的力量。
And suddenly, the Holy Spirit lifted me up again.
带我到那个传道房的座子。And
led me to the chair on the
桌子上有我的圣经，手一翻开，一次而已，一翻开，手指一指下去，我的天哪！And 又被这被第二次。When
I turned the Bible and I read that verse and I was rebuked the second time.
你知道是哪一章吗
？Do you know which verse?
你的心不正。Your
heart is not upright.
在神的 道中无份无关，在神的国中，在神的道中无份无关。
And you have no part in the word of God.
哇，这个是圣灵借着圣经神的话第二次责备。And
the word of God rebuked me for the second time.
突然间，我看到整个眼前都是黑暗的，很黑的那种黑暗哦。And
before
非常可怕的黑暗。Before
me was this a gloom and darkness.
然后我感受到主耶稣离开我很远，我已经离开主耶稣很远。
And
很遥远。I
felt as though our Lord Jesus has left me at a very far distance.
突然间，整个人又第二次在发抖，怕到发抖。And
for the second time, I was trembling again.
不是那个黑暗，黑暗已经很怕了。真正让我怕的是，我跟主耶稣好像没有关系。It
is
我跟已经没有关系。It
is not the darkness that I was so afraid of, but rather the relationship with God.
因为那个圣经说，你在神的道上无份无关啊。 你跟我的天国没有份，你跟我的圣洁没有份，你跟我的道理，那些得救道理都没有份，没有份了。Because
the verse tells me that I have no more part in the words of God.
我请不要误会我做什么恶事哦，没有。I
do not misunderstand that I have committed any evil.
如果我做恶事、做什么坏事，应该你们也知道，很快就知道的。If
I have committed any evil, perhaps you would know by now.
你想要掩盖也盖不来的嘛，对不对？
There is no way we can hide it.
我只是想要赚钱，心一直在讲想要赚钱。
I had only wanted to make more money.
想而已哦。
I was only thinking about it.
主耶稣就不肯了。And
our Lord Jesus rejected.
大声的责备了，像打雷的声音。And
he loudly rebuked me.
我今天想，今天那些圣职人员在教会做的恶事多大，你知道吗？And
do you know
多可怕，你知道吗
？How much evil the leaders of our church committed.
他们都没事。
But nothing happens to them.
还有很多人在保他们，替他们讲话。And
there are many others who spoke for them.
公义在哪里？ 神的道理，真正的公义圣洁在哪里？没有看到。
Where is the righteousness and the words of God?
是发生了很久了，很多年了，十年了，已经没有办法了，才来处理。And 才来正式的处理。And
after many decades has passed, then only the matters are resolved.
我要强调这种圣洁在哪里，公义在哪里，公平在哪里？没有。What
I want to stress is where is the righteousness and justice?
而且他们做的事很罪恶啊，很大的恶。 不是只是想赚钱的，不是呀。What
they have committed is great evil, not just thinking of making more money.
这样想，主耶稣都发这么大脾气，那些做恶事的怎么办？他们会很可怜啊，以后会很可怕。I
was thinking to myself, I had only thought of investment, but those people who had greater evil would be greatly punished.
所以，我们的教会的长老、执事。 做一个圣洁公公义的一个神的仆人吧。
So let's become.
不要一直讨人喜欢吧，保护自己吧。
Be righteous, and loyal servants of God.
站在神的真理上，对就对，错就错。
Let's all stand in the sight of God.
没有其他这么多的解释。
We do not have to explain.
一切回到圣经。
We return to the Bible.
讨神的喜欢，彰显神的圣洁。
To seek the pleasure of God and to manifest His
glory. 彰显神的荣耀。
Manifest His glory.
因为罪被除去，污秽被除去，虚假被拿掉。教会才会彰，才会看到公义圣洁，才会看到荣耀的。
Once all the sins and evilness are removed from the church, then only the church can see the glory of God.
另一个执事跟我说
，Another deacon told me,
我们要骂人哦，也要骂到那些人听的哦，很爽的。虽然你骂他，他听的他也很高兴，很爽，然后听得很爽的。
We should be able to scold until they love to hear our rebuke.
听得很爽啊。
嗯。
请问如果是这样，责备你听到很爽啊，很快乐啊，请问这个还是叫做责备吗？这还叫做打雷吗？
They,
请问是这个叫做打雷吗？
If your hearers actually love your rebuke, is it still thundering?
这根本是似是而非的道理啊，不真实的道理。
These are not correct teachings.
圣灵责备的时候，圣灵的声音，神的声音，责备的时候会让你听得很爽的吗？不可能的呀。
When the Holy Spirit rebuke you, will you love that kind of?
你只有害怕发抖而已的，感觉到自己做错了。
You can only,
没有说很爽的呀。
You can only fear and tremble.
来，我们看耶利米书二十三章。
We turn to Jeremiah chapter 23.
我现在都一直在强调，教会里面的第四种保护就是有闪电，有雷锋。
I'm stressing on the part that out of the church, there proceeds are thundering and.
这些都是神的声音来的。
And all these are the voices of God.
请看耶利米书二十三章。
Jeremiah chapter 23.
二十九节。
Verse
29. 二十三章二十九节。
Jeremiah 23:29.
一二三，耶和华说：“我的话岂不像火？”又像人打碎磐石的大锤吗？神的话像什么呀？
What is the word of God likened unto?
像火这样啊，烧，像火这样出来烧啊。
It is likened unto fire that consumes.
然后呢，同时又像打碎磐石的大锤这样一锤下来，啪，爆裂了。
At the same time, it is also likened unto a hammer that breaks the rocks in pieces.
而且磐石多硬，知道吗？
Do you know how hard the rocks are?
但是神的话一下来，一锤下去，整个硬的磐石也碎裂。
But when the word of God strikes, even the rocks break.
那是说充满着权柄跟力量的，是大力的，是有力量的。
It is full of power and strength.
哪里会说啊，听得会很爽？这是不对的。
It is not something that will make you feel very good.
所以神的心很硬哦，就要用这种大锤锤下去，破碎他的心，让他的心破碎，不要再这么僵硬了，不要。
So when we are very hard-hearted, the word of God will strike us and break us into pieces.
那我有一天读这个以赛亚书二十一章。
One day I was reading Isaiah chapter 21.
真的是以前读了，但是没有感觉到，没有发现，没有感觉到。
In the past I have read this verse, but I do not have the same.
这几年读了哈，感觉很深啊。
But these few years as I read it, I have a very deep impression.
一个先知，一个讲道者，一个守望者、守护信徒的灵魂的，他是一个怎样的守望者？他是一个怎样的守望者？他的声音是怎样的
？What kind of a sound or voice does this watchman have？
我来看守望者的声音像什么声音
？What kind of a voice does this watchman have？
以赛亚书的二十一章
，Isaiah chapter 21，
来读第八节
，verse 8。
一二三，他向狮子吼叫，说：“主啊，我百日常站在望楼上。”整夜立在我守望所，这个是先知啊，他就是守望者，守护信徒的灵魂，守住神的国，守望神百姓的生命。
And this prophet was a watchman, and he was watching over the faith of the believers.
这里说神的守望者，这些先知们，他们讲话像狮子在吼叫，狮子在叫。
So here it tells us that God said that all these watchmen, when they cry out, is like unto a lion.
狮子在叫的时候是很有力量的，而且是很大声的， 充满着那种能力的，也充满着那种勇敢的，很勇敢的。
When a lion roars, it is full of majesty and loudness and bravery.
以前看到这些圣经没有什么感觉。
In the past, when I read this verse, I do not feel much.
原来，哦，先知的讲道，先知的声音啊，他们好像狮子吼叫的守望者，狮子吼叫的神的仆人啊。
So, sermons spoken by this kind of watchman, are likened unto this, roaring lion.
他是跟你开玩笑的吗？
Will they joke?
他是在跟那边讲的道理，你很爽的吗
？Will they, make you, love their sermons, make you feel good?
这是在宝座教会中的第四个宝物了、啊。
And this
宝贵的事。
This is the fourth treasure in the church from the throne.
有闪电，有雷轰。有声音
，and remember there are thunderings and voices.
那是不是每一次讲到都需要这样呢
？And does it mean that in every session there has to be all these lightning, thunderings and voices? Of course not.
因为总是有安慰哦，有鼓励啊，有赞美，有称赞的，总是有的。
Of course, there'll be comfort and encouragement.
特别是教会在沉睡的时候。
Particularly when the church is in a sleeping mode.
大家都在自以为是，都在软弱的时候。
When everyone was weak.
我们讲教会的第五种宝物。
We talk about the fifth treasure in the church.
请看回启示录的第四章。
Let us turn back to Revelation chapter 4.
第五节。
Verse 5.
除了有雷轰、有雷声发出，又有七盏火灯在宝座前等点着。
The out of the throne proceeded these seven lamps of fire which were burning before the throne.
而且这七盏火灯是什么呢？这七盏灯就是神的七灵。
And what are the seven lamps of fire? It is the seven spirits of God.
这教会有七盏火灯。
The church, the true church, has these seven lamps of fire.
而且这七盏火灯都在宝座前点着的，是点座的灯来的，发作光的灯来的。
And these seven lamps of fire were burning before the throne, and it is giving forth light.
这是教会在黑暗的世界中发出极强的光辉，极美的亮光。
And this is the light that the true church is giving forth in the midst of darkness.
七盏全部发亮。
And all these seven lamps were giving forth light.
我们看启示录的一章。
We turn to Revelation chapter 1.
20节。
Verse 20.
启示录 这个七个金灯台是什么意思呢
？What is the meaning of these seven golden lampstands？
那我们读二十节
，verse 20。
耶稣自己的解释
，the explanation given by Jesus。
三，论到你所看见在我右手中的七星和七个金灯台的奥秘，那七星就是七个教会的使者。七灯台就是七个教会，原来教会就是灯台，七个灯台就是七个教会。
So these seven lampstands refer to the seven churches.
但是为什么突然间启示录说七盏灯就是神的七灵呢？
But why does the Bible say that these seven lampstands are the seven spirits of God?
请注意哈，神的七灵不是说神有七个灵啊，不是哦。
It doesn't mean that God has seven spirits.
而是说神的灵完完全全的充满在这个宝座里，充满在这个教会里面。
But rather, the Spirit of God, fill this whole throne.
因为七在圣经里面都是完全数，完全的充满
，because
完全的发光。
Seven in the Bible is a perfect number and it means perfection.
所以这个第五个宝物就是圣灵充完完全全充满做神的教会。带领做神的教会，充满做神的教会。
So verse 5 tells us that the Spirit of God filled the church mightily.
那么全体信徒都应该被圣灵充满，而发出这种圣洁荣耀的光辉。
And all the believers, by right, they should be filled with the Holy Spirit and manifest the glory of God.
所以我们今天很多人都已经有圣灵了。
So today, many of us have the Holy Spirit.
我们现在缺少被圣灵充满。
Now we lack the infilling of the Holy Spirit.
包括我们甚至。
That includes the leaders.
就是包括我自己啦。
And that includes the preacher himself.
我们都有圣灵没错，我们都在讲灵言也没错。
It is not wrong that we have the Holy Spirit and we speak in tongues.
但是我们真的有被圣灵完完全全的充满吗
？But do we actually are filled by the Holy Spirit?
不是你祷告很激动啊，祷告很大声叫做被圣灵充满，知道吗？
being filled by the Holy Spirit doesn't mean you pray very loudly.
那个很多时候都是一种情绪，一种情感而已，很激动而已。那不是叫做被圣灵充满。
Very often it is due to your emotion and not due to the infilling of the Holy Spirit.
当教会完全被圣灵充满的时候，教会呢就只听到一种声音而已，就是圣灵的声音，或者是神的声音。
When the church of God is filled with the Holy Spirit, then we can only hear one voice, that is the voice of God.
大家听到神的声音，一听到那些讲到的信息，大家都安静，大家都心里说阿门，哈利路亚，阿门。
When we hear the message and the word of God, then all of us will say amen.
因为你听到圣灵在说话，主耶稣在说话。
Because you hear the Spirit of God and Jesus speaking to you.
你就不会听到人的声音了。
Then you will no longer hear the voice of man.
今天教会很多很多人，各种不同人的声音了。
Today there are many kinds of voices of men in the church.
讲一堂道理，有十几个不同的意见，有十几个不同的感受。
And just in one sermon, there are many people giving forth their different opinions.
有些人说很好啊，感谢主；有些人说很讨厌啊。为什么讲各种道理啊？
Some say it's very good, thank God. But others say, why speak this kind of sermon?
有些是站在中间的，两边都不得罪的那种声音也有。
And also, of course, there are those that is in the middle.
就不是奉主的名讲一堂道理而已吗？
But wasn't the sermon spoken in the name of Jesus?
不是要叫我们圣洁悔改吗？叫我们要敬畏神吗？
Isn't it to exhort us to repent, and to fear God?
哦，太多声音。
There are too many voices.
而且声音都不一样的。
And there are different voices.
开会的时候也是。
And that the same goes with meetings.
比如说，我们要分次教会。
For example, when we talk about branching out.
分次教会这是肯定要的呀，这是神的旨意来的呀。
Branching out is a necessity because it is the will of God.
因为神主耶稣一直交代哦，往普天下去传福音。给万民在各处建立教会，在各地方建立这个方舟，建立这个教会来救人啊，不是吗？这是神的旨意啊，也被交代的使命啊。
Because the will of God is for us to be witnesses all over the world.
我到一个教会去帮助，在那边一年半，四十年不分立教，不分社教会，连分社也不要。
I assisted.
四十年哦。
I assisted in this church for 1.5 years, but the church there has been around for 4 decades, yet they do not want to branch out.
也不是没有的。
It is not because of finance or lack of manpower.
而且已经四十年这么长久。
It's been 4 decades.
不远处开车一个小时、一个多小时，就有百多、两百信徒在那边，也没有在那边设立一个祈祷所，也不去理他们。
And there are hundreds of believers as you drive 1 hour away.
一年才去一次、两次，两次最多三次。去看看他们。
So this
四十年这样来牧养。
So they will pastor these believers once a year.
我们是不是去那边要协助他们
？So don't you shouldn't we go there?
是不是要照做主的旨意来建立教会分社，来建立教会
？Shouldn't we follow the instruction of God?
他们给我回答说他们不需要。
But they said they do not need.
我们请你来就是讲道而已。
We ask you to come to speak the sermon.
那我说这个不是我传道人的工作。
Then I said that is not my duty.
请问传我有讲错吗？
Did I say wrongly?
传道人只是讲道理而已吗？
他
不是要按照神心意去发展教会吗
？Is speaking the sermon only the job of duty of a preacher?
大家只听到我在骂人，
so、
没有听到传道在按照神的旨意在带领做教会、管理做教会。
Everybody can only hear me rebuking, but cannot see me.
难道这些人不应该被责备吗
？Shouldn't these people be rebuked?
不应该被责备啊！将来带领教会四十年。
They have led the church for 4 decades.
你知道我去访问那些信徒，那信徒哭，你知道吗？在我面前一直哭，很可怜。他说传道很可怜，我们真的好像没有人看顾的羊。
When I visited the members, they were in tears because they were likened unto sheep without a shepherd.
被这个就是没有被圣灵充满。
And this is because they were not filled with the Holy Spirit.
如果教会被圣灵充满。
If the church is filled with the Holy Spirit.
如果自牧会那些负责人、长职、负责人被圣灵充满，哪里会发生这样的事？一提出、哦、或者一检讨或者一提醒、哦、是啊、哦、我们这样不对啊我们对不起主啊对不对大家的心都是一样的我们这样是亏欠神 肯定是这样的呀
If the leaders were and the ministers were united and they would have thought that this is the will of God that they should branch out
所以今天没有被圣灵充满的时候呢就是充满人的声音充满人那些世界的那自己的意思世界的意思
So when the church is not filled with the Holy Spirit, then the church will be filled with all the things of the world.
开会不是时常吵架。
So that is why they end up.
真的时常吵架，不是开玩笑，不是夸张的。 他们也承认哦，常常吵架的。
And they also
是相骂，都是骂来骂去的。
They also acknowledge that they school one
another. 你说这个叫做被圣灵充满吗
？Is this church being filled with the Holy Spirit？
是按照神的心意来管理带领教会吗
？Are they managing the church with the spirit and the will of God？
为什么其他传道去那边的没有这样来指导他们呢？没有这样按照神的心意来教导，甚至是责备呢？为什么没有呢
？Why are they？
我正在想这个问题，为什么会没有呢？
While the preachers were sent there, they did not rebuke the members there.
就是不要得罪人，我只是派来讲几堂道理，我就回去嘛。
It is because they do not want to offend them.
这叫做忠心的工人吗？叫做对主耶稣负责任吗
？So is this being loyal to our Lord Jesus?
我希望那些领导层真正听进去吧。
I hope that all these leaders will.
然后，我们有去啊，我们又派谁去？啊，我们又派谁去？然后就结束，四十年都是这样。我们有派人去，又结束，派人去又结束，没有去带领他们、指导他们，甚至是改变他们没有呀。
For four decades, they were not led properly or to change.
难道真的改不了吗？我不相信。
Is it because they cannot be changed?
如果大家回到圣经，明白神的旨意，被圣灵充满，很容易大家就同心了。很容易不会很困难的。
If everyone were to return to the Bible and to be united and to be filled with the Holy Spirit, then it is not difficult.
主耶稣启示我们
，Our Lord Jesus
在这个天上的宝座有七盏灯，就是神的气灵完完全全充满着这个宝座，充满这个教会。
There are seven lamps of fire burning before the throne. That is, and the Holy Spirit will fill the church.
但是我看到现在越来越没有。
But I see that this fire is being extinguished. And I'm speaking the truth that they are no longer filled with the Holy Spirit. It is filled with the will of man.
甚至连我们的十大信仰、五大教义那些真理的事都很多很多意见，已经不一样了。真的已经不一样了，我不是在乱讲。已经不一样。
There are many opinions about our 10 basic beliefs and our 5 doctrines.
我想我也不需要讲太多这些。
I do not have to elaborate on this.
我提出一个事实。
I give you an.
有一个很重要的工人已经进入到联总里面去的。他说洗礼他不相信有主耶稣的宝血，水中他不相信有主的宝血。
There is this
是吗？我有乱讲。
IA worker who does not believe that the blood of Jesus will wash away your sins.
在十多年前哪有可能会发生这种的事？
How can
哪有可能会发生这样的事
？How can this even happen in our church？
这种事业会越来越多的，一定还会越来越多发生的。
And all these things will
然后这些传道呢，这些工人
more and more
越来越被重视的，请注意哦，越来越被支持率很高的哦。
And all these preachers will be supported.
这个也是很奇怪的现象。
It is something that is very strange.
应该是这种哦，不按照神的心意的，或者是我们说有一些问题的，应该是不被支持才对，可是被大大的支持。
But right, this kind of
这个才是个另一个可怕的现象，可怕的现象。
And this is a frightening phenomenon where these preachers are also being supported by others.
你说心不心痛
？And don't you think that it pains you？
所以真的，末世真教会，我们要醒过来。
So in these last days of the true Jesus Church, we must be awakened.
要对真理忠心，对耶稣忠心，也要对道理，主耶稣讲的道理，真教会的道理忠心，实实在在。
We must be loyal to Jesus and also to the words of God.
然后再问清楚他为什么这样讲。
And to ask clearly why.
他说原文没有这个意思，没有说水中有水，原文又是原文。
And he said that in the original version, there is no meaning, there is no mention of this.
我们有时间再继续讲真教会里面的十样宝物。
If we have time, we shall continue with these 10 treasures of the true church.
我们讲了五样嘛，
We have touched on
然后还有五样是什么呢
？And what are the other five?
我们唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
280首。
280。
我们说要去传福音，那是没有问题的。
We say we need to preach the gospel, and there is no question.
如果叫你去传真耶稣教会，那你敢吗
？But if you are asked to go and preach the true Jesus Church, would you go？
这首诗歌就是有传道反对唱这首诗。
And there are preachers who object to this hymn.
反对的理由是我们应该是传福音，传耶稣，不是传真耶稣教会。
The reason is we preach God, we preach His gospel, but not the true Jesus Church.
如果你没有你 对真理没有进入里面去深入的了解明白，你觉得这句话是对的，你肯定会支持他的。
If you are not clear about the words of God in the Bible, then perhaps you will agree with this kind of teaching.
也有传道同工说我们的招牌应该换了。不要再叫真耶稣教。
There are some preachers or our co-workers who say that our church name.
因为有真耶稣教会就不高兴了，不喜欢了。
And because this church may offend the name of the
church. 然后这首诗歌也有真耶稣教会这几个字也是不喜欢。
And because there are certain hymns that has this name, they're not happy.
这是我们真耶稣教会的长老执事传道的。
But these,
他们是吗？
These are the ministers of our church.
可是他们是啊，他们是地位很高的人啊。
But they,
在组织里面，在教会里面很高地位的人呢、啊。
But then they have high positions in our church.
那怎么会这样子？
Then what happened?